It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Friday, June 21st, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Jonah Booker for his usual Friday visit. Welcome in, Jonah. Jay Book, could be a very good day for the Buckeyes today. Clark Phillips III is making his announcement. He's doing it at 3 p.m. Eastern time today, and he's doing it on CBS HQ. For those that don't know what CBS Sports HQ is, it's a live streaming sports show. It's always on and it's free, and he's going to be making his announcement on CBS Sports HQ today at 3. I will actually be on the show right after he makes his announcement. I think that's probably a good sign. They want me to come on right after he makes his announcement. What do you think, Jay Book?
Yeah, I think it's going. That's a good sign there. It's going to be a big boom. It's looking like for the good guys here. Obviously, when you can pull a high ranked kid out of California, that is major recruiting props to Ryan Day and his staff. They desperately needed some defensive guys, and it looks like the floodgates are about to bust open with Clark Phillips, the number four ranked cornerback on 24/7 Sports. Pulling him out of California away from the Pac-12 schools is just a tremendous get for Ohio State. If you haven't noticed, the crystal balls have completely flooded in for this kid. He's taking his official visit to Ohio State. I would be absolutely stunned. If you're in Vegas and you want to bet the odds this kid's going to be a Buckeyes, it's easily, 4,000 to 1 odds here. Ohio State's not going to have this kid on campus the same day that he's committing to another school, flying all the way from California.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good for Ohio State. And this will be, I guess I give Jeff Hafley some credit for Legend Cavazos, because Legend obviously decommitted, and then the new staff had to basically talk him into recommitting, and he did. But this will really be Jeff Hafley's first real, big-time get that didn't have any previous connections to Ohio State. He went all the way out to California and get him. If you read the story, I'll give the Athletic a plug here. They did a really good story on Jeff Hafley yesterday, and some of his former colleagues in the coaching profession say he will be a great recruiter. Not a good recruiter. He'll be a fantastic recruiter, and I think we're starting to see the fruits of that, Jay Book.
Yeah, and the thing about this recruitment is, at one time, it looked like Phillips was trending heavily towards Notre Dame. At one point, Ohio State was playing a little bit of catch-up there, and Hafley came in and absolutely just kicked in the door and set up camp there with this kid, and he was able to build that relationship in a short amount of time. So it's an impressive get. If this is what we can expect from him, then that's big things coming for Ohio State.
So today is going to be a good day, we think, with Clark Phillips. This weekend could be very good. It's a huge visit weekend for the Buckeyes. Unofficial visits, official visits. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to talk running back recruiting. We start with good news. Let's get to some bad news here. It does not look good for Kendall Milton in Ohio State. Wasn't that long ago where Bill Curley put his crystal ball in for the Buckeyes. He's now changed it to Georgia. Bill Green posted a story yesterday on the site basically saying that unless something changes, the Buckeyes are out for Kendall Milton. I'm surprised by this. I really thought that each visit he went on, he loved, and he was looking at four great programs. But I really thought Ohio State was going to be in this to the end. I'm surprised. Are you?
I'm very surprised, considering if you look at Ohio State depth chart right now, it gives him the opportunity for immediate playing time. Georgia, he's going to be behind a couple guys there. Obviously, when you're a high-ranked guy there, your competitive nature is you're the best at the position, and you can go in and play right away. We've seen numerous transfers throughout college football with kids with that mind frame. And I can't blame them. These guys feel they're alpha dogs. They feel like they are the best of the best. But I'm really surprised about this because if you have read his father and the comments coming out of Ohio State visit, it seemed like Ohio State offered them everything that they were looking for as far as immediate playing time, being able to enhance his brand, the education part, and also just the opportunity for the NFL was right there at their grasp with Ohio State. So I'm very surprised that Ohio State is even out, if you're to believe some of the reports that are coming out here. So if that's the case, then obviously they're going to have to really swing for the fences for some of the other running backs that are on the board.
So I'm very surprised about Kendall Milton. If that comes to fruition, that Ohio State's out, that surprises me. I am shocked by this next one if this comes to fruition. Bill Green also says he's not changing his crystal ball yet for Diamante Treanham from Akron Hoban. That's right in Bill Green's backyard. But he's concerned about it. Arizona State, right there in your backyard, knocked it out of the park, Herm Edwards and staff. It's easy to fall in love with Tempe, Arizona. I can see that, especially for a kid from Ohio, dreaming of, hey, the winters wouldn't be so bad down there. It's a really cool campus. But, man, he's a kid from Ohio. I thought he was a lock for the Buckeyes, and maybe he still will be a Buckeye. But when Bill Green is saying it's time to worry, it might be time to worry, Jay Book.
Yeah, in this recruitment, it's kind of strange because obviously Ohio State is looking to take two running backs this class, and a lot of the focus and attention was on those highly regarded national guys that they were wanting to get in the fold. And there were some questions. Some people don't believe that he will actually end up as running back or he's good enough to be a running back at Ohio State. I mean, obviously, if Ohio State feels that he's a running back top target for them, then they're saying otherwise. But there are a lot of people on the outside that's not 100% sold that he is Ohio State caliber type of running back. But when it comes to Arizona State, I mean, they're really making a national presence right now with Herm Edwards on that staff. He's really blazing the trail when it comes to recruiting, not just him, but many of the national guys, Arizona State, so on. So as Bill Green said, it's something to be concerned about because by no means is he a lock to Ohio State. The running back recruitment is starting to get a little antsy here because you're obviously banking on some of the national guys. And if you're going to lose a potential in-state guy, that's really going to set back the Ohio State running back recruiting in this class where they desperately need two more guys.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe they can make up some ground this weekend. Zach Evans, number one running back in the country, will be visiting Ohio State on an unofficial visit. There's other guys that are not running backs, tons of guys that are in on. Cody Simon looks like he's going to be a Buckeye. He already started his official visit yesterday. His is a Thursday-Friday visit. The rest of them are the typical Friday, Sunday, unless it's an unofficial visit. Then it's usually one day or maybe two. But looking at Zach Evans, I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like the Buckeyes don't really have a great chance here, putting it mildly. What do you think, Jay Book?
Yeah, I consider this an absolute long shot. Obviously, you have to be somewhat excited that he's visiting Ohio State on his own dime here. If he's able to come back during the season for an official visit, then they're going to get another swing at the bat. When you're talking about a national recruit here who has already said he's a package deal with his teammate who's committed to Alabama, obviously package deals don't always play out like recruits intend them to. But if you're to make a choice right now in regards to this kid, he's probably going to be staying in the South somewhere. But you never know when it comes to recruiting. He may come up to Ohio State and fall absolutely in love with the place.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Cody Simon, another Jeff Hafley guy. Jeff Hafley's from Jersey. Cody Simon, four-star outside linebacker from Jersey. Hafley is co-defensive coordinator. Shouldn't just act like he's recruiting only defensive backs, but this could be another notch in Hafley's belt if they get Cody Simon as expected, Jay Book.
Yeah, he's Hafley's starting to heat up on the recruiting trail and getting this kid in the fold. If you can knock it out the park this weekend, then it's going to be huge for them. Obviously, they need to continue to build up that linebacker depth there, but you're starting to see the defensive guys come around when it comes to recruiting. And if Hafley can continue to blaze the trail, then good things are ahead when it comes to recruiting on that defensive side of the football.
Last thing, the Buckeyes are basically doing away with Friday Night Lights. They're going to more of a barbecue thing now where guys can hang out and, you know, kids. There's so much more combine openings and stuff like that, the opening regionals and stuff like that, where Friday Night Lights kind of lost its luster the last couple of years. So they're moving away from that. Some fans are like, what are you doing? You're copying off of Michigan? Not really. And furthermore, I would say if Mark Pantoni believes this is a good idea, I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. But that's going to happen today. They're going to have the barbecue today. Your thoughts on the barbecue basically replacing Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, I'm kind of half and half here. Obviously, if you look at the track record of Friday Night Lights, some of the guys that had attended before they had even committed to Ohio State, it's really impressive. Ohio State, they absolutely cleaned house when they were able to get some of their top targets on campus for Friday Night Lights, so the success was there. But obviously, we're in a day and age now where these recruits are playing 7-on-7 all summer long, and the top targets that Ohio State is going after, they're gearing up for the Nike opening, and after that, it's almost crunch time for those guys to get ready for their fall camp to start the season. So just getting those guys on campus, to me, is going to be a big deal. If it's a barbecue or if it's Friday Night Lights, obviously when you're having a barbecue and a meal, it's going to be a more intimate setting. You're going to be able to have recruits intertwined with each other. Getting a lot of the committed guys on campus like they're doing is going to play a major factor in this, because they're going to be able to be pretty much assistant recruiters. Trust Mark Pantoni. The guy's been in the business for, you know, however long. His track record speaks for itself. And if they believe this is the best route for them, then I'm going to trust him, because if you look at some of the guys that they already have on board, whenever you can get Gee Scott, you know, flying all the way from Washington to participate in the barbecue, and Julian Fleming coming over to help recruit, as well as Cavanaugh from Florida, then you have to like the bond that those guys are building. And if they're able to help recruit the targets that are going to be on campus this weekend, then it should be fairly successful.
Yeah, and it's just piggybacking on that real quick. Lots changed in a short period of time with recruiting. And I think we got to keep that in mind with the early signing period now. Now kids can take official visits in late spring and summer, and that's changed everything. I mean, it used to be you couldn't take your official visit till I believe September 1st, sometime after September 1st, definitely during the season. So that's definitely changed the landscape.
Yeah, it's definitely changed the landscape. I'm of the mind frame that recruits experiencing game day atmosphere can't be replaced. But as far as Ohio State, I know they said numerous times that they actually prefer to have recruits coming in during the summer, because they're able to spend more quality time with them. They're able to really sit down and go over the academic options that are available for them, and be able to spend more one-on-one time with their family and further build that relationship. To me, though, I'm just a huge proponent of letting them experience the atmosphere. Being on campus during game day, putting them in 100,000 crowd stands, and just seeing how the team interacts is something that can't be replaced. And it really sets the tone as far as how they're going to measure other schools when they visit those campuses. But Ohio State feels comfortable with the route that they're taking as far as trying to get their top targets on campus during the summer. The question will be is, can you turn those guys around and get them back on campus before they make their final decision before December? If they can do that, then I obviously think it's going to be a big recruiting success. But the one caveat that I will say is try to get those visits later in the process. As you saw with Milton, they were the first on the list, and they absolutely knocked it out of the ballpark. And a lot of people came away from that first visit feeling really good. The further away that these kids get from that actual visit, as they're taking 3-4 more other official visits, obviously the earliest one is going to have a little luster fade from it, because everybody's going to roll out the red carpet for them and show them a good time. So if you can kind of push yours back and get either in that middle, third or fourth visit, or the last visit, that would be ideal.
Great insights, as always, from Jonah Booker. Really appreciate it, Jay Book. And thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. Again, Clark Phillips III will make his announcement on CBS HQ today, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So thanks again to Jay Book. Thanks to all the listeners. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land. We'll be right back.
you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.